up, beautiful people? This is the day that the Lord has made, so you know we got to rejoice and be glad in it. You're listening to the Young Believers Podcast with your two favorite girls, which I hope this season we will actually become your two favorite girls, Mimi and Belle. Say hey to the people.
Hello, beautiful people of the internet. How are y'all doing? Get used to me saying the internet.
That's hilarious.
I'm always going to say.
Okay, well, we found it. That's what you'll say
yes,
to the people.
Yes,
all
yes.
right. So, this isn't a full topic episode, but today we wanted to share with you our heart regarding this new season. It's season two. This is the official season two. We tried a season two last year. That didn't happen. It didn't work out very well. But this season, we are joined, as you can tell, with a new co-host, Miss yes. Tamisha Monk. We call her Belle, like Belle in Beauty and the Beast. Mm-hmm. That way you can remember. Yes, it's spelled the same way. And so this season, we wanted to just share our heart this season. We have a plethora of topics and multiple guests coming in.
Lots of guests
lined up for this season. Like, last season, we literally had two guests for the testimony series. We should bring that back. We should bring back the testimony series because that's going to be fun. But besides the point, we have a lot of new things coming to you this season. We're also bringing on, you'll meet her later in the season, Miss Allison Malone, who is our devotional columnist. She will be blessing us with devotions on our blog. Yes, we have a blog. And on Instagram. And I'm so excited because I believe that the Lord has some great things that he's going to download and deposit within her to deposit with us this season. I know you're going to be blessed by it. So, let's get to topics. We've got a lot of topics. We're going to talk about everything.
Everything. It's going to be relatable. We made sure that we chose topics that is going to relate to pretty much everybody. As Miana mentioned before we started this podcast, But while we were talking about ideas for different topics, she mentioned that it's not just for the youth, it's for everybody. It's for the older folks and the seasoned saints, the young at heart, amen. It's for everybody, you know. And even if you find yourself, you haven't experienced what we've experienced, maybe this will help you when those experiences arise, be like, okay, I've heard this before. Here's how I'm going to try to handle this.
Here's my battle plan. Because we want to give you strategic battle plans for some of these topics. For some of these topics, it's things that you're going to have to go through, period.
Yes.
And so why not go in with a battle plan? A battle plan downloaded straight from the Word of God.
Amen.
That's good to me. A battle plan straight from the Word. The
yes.
Word is your battle plan. And so that is what we're going to give you, the Word. And we're going to give you these topics that mean so much to us that we've come to really think about and really go deep in the Word about. And so I'm excited.
Yes, and all of these topics, y'all, is going to be backed up by Scripture. So we're not just going to be talking.
Giving you our feelings.
Right.
Because I feel this way.
We're going to give you our feelings, too. But it's going to be backed up by Scripture.
Come on. I feel what the Scripture says. Yes. Come on. That's good.
Hey. Every single topic is going to be backed up by Scripture.
Amen.
So you know we're not just talking out the side of our necks. Okay, y'all? So with that being said, each and every post that you see on Instagram or on Facebook, comment underneath that post and let's talk. Let's have a conversation about everything that we're saying. If y'all have ideas of different titles or topics that y'all want us to talk about, place those in the comment sections. We're open, very open to new ideas,
yes.
new topics. Because we want to make this as relatable as we can.
And not only that, this is a community. We are the young believers, not believers, not just one of us spouting things to you. This is an open conversation. This season and seasons after this season, I don't know the Lord's going to be able to bless us for us to come back, but we want this to be a conversation. We want it to be a family environment. You should be free to give your opinions and give your topics. But know that when we have a conversation, we're going to bring you what the word says in love, speaking the truth in love.
Yes.
That is what is super important about this podcast, speaking the truth in love. Come on, y'all. Like, we can't just be saying stuff and it not be number one in love.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of love, let me just throw in a quick thing, because right now I have been fortunate to be the administrator for one of the coolest human beings in the world. His name is Elder Victor Bruce, and right now he and I should call them like the super squad, because the four of them are like the super squad. Vic, Sim, Dre, and Chris are like the super squad, and right now they're in the middle of a series. Go follow him.
Come on, promotion.
Come on, we got to promote our people. Victor Bruce Ministries on Instagram. They're currently in the middle of a love series, How to Love the Right Way. You got to see it. You've got to see it. We just had to throw that in there real quick. Victor G. Bruce Ministries on Instagram. Go look at the love series and the series before that. They was smacking people in and grabbing their edges and stuff on these lives on Instagram. So, quick promotion.
Yes.
What were we talking about?
Well, she said snatching edges and wigs. We hope to do the same thing.
I'm telling you, the people be, they snatched them edges and
I have went to multiple of their lives that they do, and y'all, it is amazing.
And they're coming on the show this season.
I'm so excited.
Yes. Okay. But while they snatching weaves, we gonna be snatching eyebrows, weaves, and eyelashes this season.
Amen.
And we're gonna talk about the real stuff. Like, we have real good topics. We're gonna be talking about everything from having fun in Christ to temptation.
Yes.
To youth in ministry. The feeling of the Holy Ghost. That's gonna be a good episode.
That is gonna be a great episode.
Yes, we're gonna prepare you, like I said before, and I know I've mentioned this to Tam, to Belle.
Yeah. She calls me Tam too, y'all.
I've mentioned this to Belle that our Bible, again, is our playbook.
Yes.
It's our playbook. Everything we need is there. And so we're going to show you how to, we even going to show you how to search the scriptures, y'all.
Ooh.
To search the scriptures.
That came out. Really?
We're going to teach you how to search the scriptures. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And really dive deep into what the word says. And we're going to have an educated conversation, because we wish for all of the saints of God to be educated on the Bible.
Yeah.
The people perish for a lack of knowledge.
Well,
a lack of knowledge. And so we pray that this season, we need some knowledge. We can't just be going around saying what our grandmas and our grandparents and our old pastor from Mount Zion is saying, because he said it. What does the word say?
Right.
And that's what we want to explore this season, because we want to break down barriers.
Break down barriers, break down walls. We want you to feel uplifted, encouraged. We want you, from each and every topic that we say, from each episode, we want you to be able to take something away from each episode and be able to apply it to your life. Be able to break down everything and be like, okay, they've experienced this and I'm currently experiencing this, or I'm getting ready to experience this. How can I take away from what they did and maybe apply it to what I did? You know, because we're going to be given advice on how we deal with certain situations and experiences, but everybody is different, you know? So the decisions that I make are not going to be the same decisions that you make and have made. And I don't want another thing that we want to promote this season as well is that we all make mistakes.
Come on.
And it's all about repenting and
meaning your repentance.
And meaning your repentance. Amen.
And meaning that thing.
Amen.
You have to turn. You can't just repent and go back and do the same thing. You got to turn away from that.
Exactly. Meaning your repentance and making a change.
Yeah.
For the better, getting a closer and better relationship with God, seeing His vision clearly or more clear, and just being able to apply everything that we're saying through Scripture now. Like I said, we ain't gonna just be talking out the side of our necks, y'all. And being able to apply it to your life and our lives. Just, you know, just to uplift, encourage, and have a more positive mindset.
Absolutely. Look, y'all, again, we are so excited about this season. Go follow us on Instagram, _theyoungbelievers. Again, not only do we have episodes coming at you, but we have devotionals coming at you through our blog. All of that information will be on our website through, you can access our website through our Instagram. And I'm so excited, you guys. Really, really excited to see what the Lord does this season and what He does through these guests, y'all. We got to get these guests that we have this season.
Powerful.
Are going to knock your socks off. Pull your wedges. Your wedges.
Your wedges. Your wigs and your wedges.
Pull your wings and your edges. Your wedges, hey.
Pull everything.
Knock your socks off. And we're so excited about it. So, again, thank you for tuning in. This season is going to be great. We pray God's continued blessings on your life. We pray that we'll be able to say something that touches your heart and touches your mind and helps you to gain a deeper relationship with Christ, because that's what's important. Let's grow in the faith together. We love you guys, and we will see you this season. First episode, March 8th, 2023. We are so excited about it. It's my birthday, by the way. But our first episode will be It's Fun Over Here, Having Fun While Saved. And you will be able to listen to it on March 8th of this year. We love you again. We pray blessings and grace and favor upon you. And go in peace, y'all.